Vic West ended a 34-year drought while Lake Hill FCs will continue into a 68th year. The Wests defeated Lake Hill on penalties in a dramatic Saturday evening before a large gallery at Starlight Stadium, to lift the Jackson Cup for the first time since 1989 despite being down to 10 players for the entirety of the second half. Regulation time ended 2-2 before Vic West won the kicks 5-4 from the spot. The Jackson Cup is the Vancouver Island Soccer League's version of the FA Cup in England and Copa del Rey in Spain and has been contested since 1915. Vic West, the oldest soccer club in Canada at 126 years old, won its 23rd Jackson Cup but first since the Berlin Wall still had 8 months left to stand and Brian Mulroney was in 24 Sussex Drive. It has been an epic climb back for a club that won 6 BC and 4 Canadian championships in the 1970s and 1980s only to fall to the depths in the 4th division and having to win 3 promotions since 2009 just to get back to the 1st division. This is massive for us. Not a single player on our team was alive the last time Vic West won the Jackson Cup, said coach Derek DeGroot. We inherited this history and are writing our own chapter in it. What a chapter it has been with Vic West's home Finlayson Field at Topaz Park out of commission with new turf being installed. The Wests played its home games from Saanich to Souk this season. The tale took another twist Saturday with the starting Wests goaltender red-carded just as the first half ended. Backup goaltender Jack Garner, a 17-year-old call-up from the Vancouver Island Wave who backstopped the Reynolds Roadrunners to the BC High School Championship this season, played the second half in goal for Vic West and then stopped 4 out of 5 of the Gunners' shots in the penalty portion. Nobody expected this to happen, but I treated it like I was going into any other game, said the cool and composed Garner, headed next season to the UBC Thunderbirds in U Sports. Kaelin Cook, a 21-year-old Reynolds grad out of the Island Wave, scored both Vic West goals in regulation. This is amazing for the oldest club in Canada to return to the podium like this, said Cook. We talk about the history and are proud of having accomplished this today to add to Vic West lore. And to do it a man short, after winning our semi-final game with 2 players red-carded and off. Maybe we play better short-manned. This was nerve-wracking, just the same. In a sweet nod to the past, the Jackson Cup was presented to Vic West after the game by Norman Richardson, 97, who played on Vic West's 1951 Jackson Cup Championship team. Lake Hill was formed in 1956 in Arsenal kit, with the only difference being the cannon in the logo is facing the opposite direction, and has been the recent year's VISL regular season powerhouse with consecutive Garrison Cup VISL First Division regular season championships. But the Jackson Cup again proved elusive for the Gunners, who have never won it. I thought we were the better team in regulation but we didn't get the end product, said Blair Storick, the former Plymouth Argyle and Bournemouth pro, who scored both the Lake Hill goals in regulation. Vic West maintained good shape and we couldn't buy it. Vic West and Lake Hill, along with 3 other VISL teams in the regular season top 5, now enter the BC Playdowns for the Province Cup. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.